And we have St. Mary School Principal Cody Havronik with us this morning. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, doing good. Enjoying a little warm weather here in October.
Which I know. Walked outside yesterday, and it was pretty nice. So
I was down at the softball sub-districts, and I think last year they said they were in winter clothes and blankets and stocking caps and gloves, and it was freezing. And yesterday, shorts.
Shorts, there you go. I guess if there's one positive out of 2020, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. So what's been going on at St. Mary's School?
Yeah, we had a few activities last week. Last Thursday, the volleyball girls traveled to CWC for their CWC triangular. Unfortunately, they dropped both of those games. In the first game, CWC defeated St. Mary's in two sets. And then in the second game there, Elkhorn Valley defeated St. Mary's in two sets as well. Football team was in action this past Friday. They had a pretty tough game versus Creighton, a matchup of two top 10 teams right there. Both of them were undefeated coming into that game. St. Mary's played very well and ended up winning the game 28-18 there. So they're continuing their undefeated season this year. They're 6-0, so kind of excited to see where they're headed. Excuse me. Girls golf was in action. They had a couple meets this past week. On Thursday, they traveled to the Mid-States Conference Golf Tournament in Battle Creek. As a team, they ended up placing third, shooting a 428, and Coach Simonson noted that was their best team score of the season to date. There was two girls that placed in the top 10. Kaylin Goffenbach, she placed sixth place and shot a 100, and Madison Hampton, she placed eighth place and shot a 103. And did want to give a quick shout out to Olivia Jarman. She, that day at the golf tournament, she got a hole in one on the par 3 8th hole. So
nice.
She was pretty excited that next day at school, and all the kids were telling her congratulations.
How many hole in ones have you had, Cody?
Yeah, she has one more than me.
Yeah, I'm tied.
You're tied as well with one. Yeah, still kind of waiting. So I texted Coach Simonson when he told us that, and I said, yeah, I've been trying to for 25 years to get one of those and still haven't yet, so maybe next year. But congratulations to Olivia for that. So, yesterday, the girls traveled to Norfolk for their district golf tournament. As a team, they ended up placing sixth place with their team score, and kind of what Coach Simonson told me last week, they shot a 425. So with that, I'm guessing, and just my interpretation, that was their best team score they shot of the season there. Yesterday, unfortunately, it wasn't enough to get a team to go to the state tournament. But Kaylin Goffenbach, she did shoot a 96th, and she placed 8th individually. So she will qualify for that state golf meet in Columbus next week. So congratulations to Kaylin for placing in that meet. Softball team was in action quite a bit last week. They had games on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I guess they had their district yesterday. I didn't get the score of that once.
They lost to Ord 10-2.
10-2, yep. Okay. But last Tuesday, they played South Sioux City. They got a win there, 12-4 in that game. Last Thursday, they played Ord, and these were both home games, and they won 8-0 there. Saturday, they traveled to the Mid-States Conference Tournament in West Point. First round, they defeated Wayne 7-3 to go to the championship game. In the championship game, they did fall the Guardian Angels Central Catholic with a score of 9-0, so they ended up runners-up in that Mid-States Conference Tournament. So, yeah, kind of a busy week of activities and athletics last week.
Yeah, and I did a little looking online today at the NSAA website, and I know Coach Chuck Price was saying there's a chance they could make it into a district final on a wild card.
Okay,
and perfect. According to my calculations, it looks like they are the number 16 team
at this
out
point.
Of all of that, so they should... but nothing official yet. We'll wait till the parents come out. So there's a possibility they could play Friday in a district final.
Perfect. So. Perfect. That'd be exciting. They've had kind of a pretty good season there. So there's some games you look at the score and they get the bats really rolling there. So that'd be kind of nice to see those girls get a chance to take on a team there.
What else is going on at St. Mary's?
Yeah, I do want to give kind of a shout out to Donna Mary Duffy. Mary kind of helps out quite a bit, brings different things into the school and helps out with the kids. So they did visit the kindergartners this last week. They were learning about the letter H, and Mary and Don brought different types of hats for the kindergartners to wear. So if you're interested, there's some pictures on Facebook of the kindergartners wearing all those hats, and it's kind of fun because the kids call her the hat lady when she comes in. So wanted to give a shout-out to Don and Mary for doing that last week. Also want to give a shout-out to St. Mary's senior Grant Winkelbauer. He's the son of Matt and Erica Winkelbauer. Grant was selected as one of the 48 U.S. Bank Believers and Achievers for the 2020-2021 school year. Starting in November, the winners are going to be recognized in the NSAA online newsletter each month. And the Believers and Achievers this year are also going to be featured on a poster that's sent to each high school and U.S. Bank branches across the state. So, again, congratulations to Grant on that well-earned Believers and Achievers Award from U.S. Bank.
Yeah, and out of 48 in the state, and we had two in O'Neill.
Two in O'Neill.
That was pretty awesome. Christopher Jennings.
Yeah,
so that's awesome.
Well,
O'Neill's represented well.
Represented very well, yeah. Kind of some classy kids in O'Neill, so well-earned for both of those students. The grade schoolers, they had a reading contest, since the beginning of the school year, but five of the St. Mary's sixth grade students, they participated in this reading contest through the St. Mary's Elementary Library. Their goal was to read 9 books in 5 weeks and earn as many AR points as possible. So Xavier Parks, he did earn first place. He finished all 9 books before the time was up. Ben Pongratz, he earned second place by finishing the second number of books and earning the most points. So Mrs. Fear, she wanted to express that all the students who entered the contest did very well. And she also wanted to note that, the students that entered the contest were Xavier Parks, Ben Pongratz, Max Bird, Piper Ickes, and Addison Peterson. So congratulations to all those students, and keep up the reading.
All right, what's going on the calendar this week at St. Mary's?
Yep, today we've got a volleyball triangular at EPPJ. We'll play EPPJ at 5 and then Humphrey St. Francis at 6:15. On Wednesday, we've got our grade school mass at 8:10. Our booster club meeting is going to be at 5:30, and then our home and school meeting is at 6:30 directly after that. Both those meetings will be in the high school commons area. On Thursday, there's conference cross country. That's going to be in Albion at 4:30. We've got a volleyball triangular at home with North Central and Sandhills Sled Firm. That's going to start at 5 o'clock. On Friday, we've got our grade school and high school Cardinal Pride Day, high school mass at 8:10. And then we've got football versus Bloomfield here at home. That's going to start at 7 o'clock, and that's also our senior parents' night that evening for those football boys. And then on Saturday, we've got junior high state cross country at Papillion South, junior high volleyball at Cedar Rapids tournament. That's going to start at 9 o'clock. And then volleyball is going to be at the Anselmo Myrna tournament. That's going to be played in Myrna starting at 10 o'clock.
All right. Everybody enjoy a nice weather week here.
Yeah, the weather looks tremendous. So.
All right, Cody, have a great week.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Cody Havronik, principal of St. Mary's School.